Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Everybody likes you.
There it is.
You're cool. You're awesome. You live here locally. I don't want to like suggest anything, but Mayor Mark K. Could that be a thing?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Never in a million years would I ever be mayor. Because that's first of all, that's like a real job. Second of all, that's definitely something that, you know, you need some kind of political ambition for. And third of all, I mean, again, I don't know. I just don't think it's as much fun. I don't think you can come to work and like last week, for example, on Friday, we had this amazing experience where we had the people that were live in the studio. We were in the Harold and Harold Performance Studio. We were doing all sorts of amazing things. We had all the food from PDQ and everybody else. We had Hannah's mother was in here with cinnamon rolls. You can't do that kind of thing. You can't do that kind of thing when you're the mayor of a city. So you want to make sure you want to make sure that whatever you do, you're having fun at your job, and being mayor is just not something that interests me. Now, I would like to be something like a billionaire investor, except they always kind of end up dead. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I don't know if you heard the news about Jeffrey Epstein, but apparently the word is he committed suicide in his cell. Over the weekend, he committed suicide in his cell over the weekend. And that's the storyline that I guess people are going with. That's exactly what's happening. And for whatever reason, he was left alone. He was given the utensils or the items that, he needed to do away with himself after he already had one failed attempt. We remember a couple weeks ago, they found him in a cell, like in the fetal position. And he basically was, he had like cuts on his throat and it looked like an attempted suicide that went bad. But for whatever reason, he didn't kill himself. Well, this time, whoever was in charge of making sure he did the job, well, they made sure that he did the job, because he definitely is gone. And that was the big news this weekend. And it seems to be the one thing that everybody's talking about, including the president of the United States. And it's number one on all of our open mics.
Is it true that Jeffrey Epstein just committed suicide?
That Epstein guy, he's on suicide watch, and then they let him hang himself. That's pretty good. What the hell are those guys doing, sleeping instead of watching him? They let him die? What a great prison that is.
So, Epstein is the latest notch in the Clintons' gun.
So that's basically, and that was basically one of the biggest, storylines. In fact, on Twitter, you had two things trending. You had Trump body count, which I don't understand at all. And you had Clinton body count, which I do understand, because apparently everybody who's involved with the Clintons, in some way who has stuff going on in their background or has worked with them in any kind of capacity winds up dead. And that's something that a lot of people continue to emulate. And that's the story that has been perpetuated. Now, Donald Trump's in trouble because he actually retweeted, what's her name? Our buddy Terrence, who had a huge video go viral about this entire thing. And that's exactly, and that's one of the big reasons that Donald Trump's Twitter is under fire today. because he was retweeting Terrence Williams and perpetuating these stereotypes. Now, of course, the story is not Donald Trump. The story is, how the heck did Jeffrey Epstein, a man who knows all kinds of things about all kinds of individuals in power, a man who has done really lecherous, treacherous, demonic things. A lot of these, this guy who was in maximum security, who was supposed to be kept alive because he has so many secrets that we needed to get to the bottom of, that we needed to figure out, hey, what's going on? He had all this stuff going on. And what happened was, now his secrets have died with him. And the question goes to, how could this happen? And what was a maximum security prison in New York City, a federal prison in New York City? And he's gone. So that's basically where we are this morning. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Now, I have not heard one person. I've been on Instagram. I've been on Twitter. I've been on the internet. I've been watching the TV shows. I have not heard one person this entire weekend say Jeffrey Epstein literally, you know, it could be true. It could be true that this guy wanted to die so much because of what he was facing that he found a way. It could be true that Jeffrey Epstein found a way to reach one of the guards or get help, or, you know, as soon as he was taken off suicide watch for the second time, he was able to figure out a way to do himself in. Maybe it was all him. I mean, the guy was a billionaire. He's not the only rich and powerful person with money who was going to be losing in all of this. But there are a lot of other people who would want to get to the guy too, to keep his secret, to make sure that the secrets are buried with him when he finally meets his end. So the investigation now turns from Jeffrey Epstein and his pedophile palace, where he did all kinds of horrible secret things, and the trafficking of young women, and using these various places as almost like a sex club for rich dudes. All of that stuff. Now we're moving away from all that, and we're moving into the investigation of who killed Jeffrey Epstein, which, I mean, look, hopefully we're going to find out. A lot of people are upset. Ben Sasse is upset. He's always upset about something. You've got the AG, William Barr, is upset as well. Everybody is really upset about this kind of thing. And so what's happening is, you've got people all over the place that are looking into this, and they are going to start checking out the guards. I'm guessing that they're going to investigate the prison. I'm guessing they're going to have to go over the tapes. Oh, by the way, fun fact, there's no video of him killing himself. Supposedly there's supposed to be video. Supposedly there's supposed to be video, but what happened is the video is only for the outside of the cell. It's not inside the cell, which you would think, if somebody is on suicide watch, or if they're in one of these maximum security prisons, why couldn't you put a camera on them all the time? I mean, they do it on Big Brother. They've got cameras in every single room. So it's interesting to see. It's interesting to see what's going to happen. But this guy and his death have now become an even bigger story than they were before. 855-765-1045. We got a bunch of people already. I mean, it seems to be everybody's got a conspiracy, whether it was a conspiracy theory, whether he was killed or not. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We got some of your phone calls. We got some of your open mics coming up here in just a minute. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Don't want to miss a minute of the fun of the Markay Show? Listen live everywhere you go in the News 104.5 WOKV app. This is the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks so much for joining me today. 855-765-1045. We have a little technical difficulty with some of our feeds, so if you were watching online, you're not anymore. Sorry about that. But hey, you can always listen anywhere with our mobile app. Just go to News 104.5 WOKV on your app store, whether it's the Google Play Store or the iTunes store through Apple. And we've got a ton of people online that want to comment on Epstein. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Markay Show, the one, the only Bluegrass Boy, who we are always very excited to have. Welcome, Bluegrass Boy. How y'all doing? I'd like to dedicate this one today to the late, great Jeffrey Epstein. I like to watch the news each day and sing and play banjo. I'll keep you up to date on all the stuff you ought to know. I'm the only news reporter in the world who sings bluegrass. And if you think this bit is
and you can kiss my...
Sorry. Ow, I hurt my teeth that one. All right, listen up, y'all.
Woke up the other day to hear that Jeffrey Epstein died. They found him in his cell. He had committed suicide. But if you think that pervert really killed himself in jail, then let me tell you about this really nice bridge I've got for sale. Going cheap. They say the guards broke protocol. They did not check his cell. This entire incident has got a putrid smell. You can figure out this mystery without breaking a sweat. Just look out for a prison guard driving a new Corvette. Vroom. Beep. Here we go. The Clintons are synonymous with high-profile crime. When something like this happens, they're suspected every time. Oh, working for Bill and Hillary is no job for a wimp. 'Cause the deadliest job in the world is being Bill Clinton's pimp.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bluegrass Boy. We really appreciate that.
The current discussion is really below WKOV's programming.
Yeah, that is 100% true. 855-765-1045. Michelle from Jacksonville. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Mark?
Good. Thanks so much for calling the Markcation. What'd you want to say?
Well, I really liked your song because that's exactly what I think. It's a bunch of bull hockey. I don't think he's even dead.
You don't think he's even dead?
I think they carried him out of... Nope, they made it look like it. They wheeled him out, and he's off somewhere on his private island.
Yeah.
Paid everybody off.
Oh, you think so? You think he's still alive, and he's escaped?
Yes.
Interesting.
They let him go, and he's off on his private island, paid everybody off.
You're the first person I've heard with that particular conspiracy theory. I'm going to be honest with you. Everyone else thinks that he's dead, but he was killed by one of these high-profile people that, want his secrets to be buried along with him. That's interesting, though, that you think he pulled like a real serious one over on everybody. All right, Wayne from Middleburg. How you doing, Wayne?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good, Wayne. What'd you want to say, sir?
He is dead. And I won some bets. As soon as he got arrested, the first thing I said was, he's going to be dead.
So you won. How much money did you win?
$110.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
11 okay. People. I bet 11 people, and I won it all.
You won all. Congratulations. So, some good news coming out of his death, I guess, for you at least. Mandy in New Zealand. How you doing, Mandy?
Hey, not bad. How are you doing, Mark?
Good, Mandy. What's the takeover in New Zealand? What do you guys think about Jeffrey Epstein?
Right, well, okay, well, go into what New Zealand's put on the news. So, he's apparently got no connections to the Clintons whatsoever and only connections to Trump. We'll just forget about the flight manifesto, okay, because he's got no connection to the Clintons.
Yeah.
This is going to be a Democratic left-wing drive-through media to divide Trump. This is they're trying to attack Trump at every angle now, be it racism, be it Jeff, his suicide, because Trump's got all these investigations going on, and they're going to try and shut them down where they can.
Yeah.
As for Epstein killing himself, if the camera was down, there should have been somebody in the cell sitting with him if the cameras were down. Two, being the cells that they are, there is no physical way he can hang himself unless he wants to try and climb up about 9 friggin' whatever above himself. There's nothing there in the cell he can physically hang himself from.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I mean, Mandy, those are all good points. Look, I hadn't heard the thing about him not being linked to the Clintons, because I know for a fact that he has been linked to the Clintons. But the Donald Trump connection is so loose, and they were at a party once at Mar-a-Lago. That's all they have. There is, however, a connection with Bill Richardson, who one of the women is now accusing Jeffrey Epstein of basically, sending her to be with Bill Richardson, former Democratic governor of New Mexico. So, look, there's a lot left to come out. Doc. Hey, Doc, how you doing? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Hey, brother. First of all, this guy, Epstein, he co-founded the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
Now, he's not like the regular Clinton body count list. this guy is a billionaire. Okay, so he could pay off the right people in high places, just like Bill Clinton. He's a sinister Bill Clinton. Also, he has the lawyers, the super sharp lawyers to get in that sweetheart deal. So they're very, very good lawyers. If they thought the Clintons was going to do what everybody's thinking, his lawyers would say, give us a package in case something happens to you. I believe, like the previous caller who said, they found a body double, a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Because if you look at that ear, look at his ear of Jeffrey Epstein and the ear of that guy, yet the ear print on your inner ear does not change. It's a completely different ear. Your ear may grow in time, but not your inner ear.
Where did you see his ear? Is there a picture of his ear somewhere?
Yes. They got side-by-side pictures. Just have one of your people look it up real quick.
Right, I'm going to do that. So you're saying that it's a homeless guy that they found as a body double, and you don't think he's dead either. You think he's in hiding.
Well, here's the deal. You find some guy, you look good match, you say, hey, we're doing a reality show where we're telling a homeless into what this guy is thinking he's going to heaven, not the highway version, the quick version.
Yeah, no, dog. All right, that's an issue. All right, I'm going to Google Jeffrey Epstein's ear here. I'll have one of my people do it. And we got some more of your phone calls coming up. Star 1045 or 855-765-1045. This is the Mark Kaye Show. More of your calls coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Marte more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kaye.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
President Trump is correct. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth. Do your research. Anybody close to the Clintons that had dirt on them just die. They just die for some reason. They die. It's just very, very odd. That doesn't happen to normal people, that people that have dirt against them just die. This is like the House of Cards or something.
I'll tell you what, I'm looking. I found the ear picture. It's true. If you Google, Doc was right. If you Google Jeffrey Epstein ear, by the way, 855-765-1045, if you want to get through, 855-765-1045. But if you Google Jeffrey Epstein ear, there's a photo that comes out that somebody tweeted. And it's basically Jeffrey Epstein's ear when he was, alive. And apparently a photo someone took of the corpse ear. And the big question is, hey, look, I'm not, these ears, the print of the ear or what apparently, I guess I don't even know what you call it, but the impression of your ear or the ups and downs of your ear, inner ear, look dramatically different. Of course, he is several years later. But that's, there's a couple of them. There's people looking all over the place. All the medical examiners. There's tons of these photos of Jeffrey Epstein's ears. I had no idea about. Now people are talking about his nose as well, too, which I know that the nose can be very easily altered. Again, keep in mind the man was in prison, but it's interesting. It's interesting to see how the conspiracy theories are abundant. And I'll be honest with you. I thought it was just who killed him. But now the question seems to be, is he even dead? The whole time I was thinking, well, if it's not the Clintons, it's the Royals because of Prince Andrew, or whatever. If it's not him, it's somebody else. There's a bajillion wealthy people. The Democrats probably have. They've got Bill Richardson. They've got a couple of others. I'm sure there's people whose name hasn't even come out of the woodwork yet and eventually will. And I thought for sure it's just a matter of who killed him. But apparently a lot of people calling the show. In fact, the first couple of people who called today said it's not even that. It's a matter of whether or not he's even dead. Did he fake his death? Is this a homeless person or some body double that they found that his billionaire friends were able to find? And they wandered the streets. They found some dude that looked like him. They gave him a bunch of money. And in the end, he became Jeffrey Epstein's corpse. And Jeffrey Epstein faked his suicide, got taken to the hospital or was switched out of the ambulance on the way out and is now kicking it somewhere on an island, sipping pina coladas and ordering more underage women from some kind of international madam. I don't know what the answer is. 855-765-1045. This is Scott in Palm Coast. Scott, hi, how are you? What'd you want to say?
How you doing, Mark? Listen, I was a detective in New York City for 22 years.
Sure.
And when the medical examiner came out yesterday and said that the cause of death for Jeffrey Epstein was still undetermined, requiring further police investigation, that is a big red flag.
What do you mean? How so?
We used to call those cuppies, circumstances undetermined pending police investigation.
Okay.
When you got one of those on a homicide investigation, that means that the medical examiner cannot determine beyond a reasonable doubt what killed this person, and that they're requiring further police investigation. So that means something suspicious is going on with this, and something suspicious with the autopsy that the ME cannot even put their stamp on, saying that this is exactly what killed him.
So if it were a suicide, I mean, that still could be he could kill himself like several different ways. I mean, you can hang yourself, you can poison yourself, you can slam your head against the wall or something really hard, right?
Absolutely. But you got to remember one thing.
Yeah.
Suicides in prisons have been going on since they invented the first jail.
Right.
And medical examiner's offices, especially the New York City medical examiner, have had abundances of cases where people have offed themselves in a jail cell. So it's all pretty common. It's like when you go up to a scene and you see the dead body and there's a bullet hole in the side of the person's head and the gun's still in the person's hand, you pretty much got a good idea, if nobody else is around them, that the guy killed himself.
Right.
So that's why this is when the medical examiner did the autopsy, they know jail cell. They know what type of jail cell that was in,
right.
What was in there. They got photos. They got the case. They got the detectives. But in this case, it's the FBI handling because it happened on federal property.
All right.
So,
interesting.
Like I said, when that comes back, it's a big red flag.
All right. So do you think he's dead or alive?
If it's involving with the Clintons, who knows?
Yes.
I mean, you know, if people lie, the more people will believe it.
That's true. That's Scott, hey, listen, we always appreciate your calls and your insight, being a former detective in New York City. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Rob from Green Cove. Rob, how are you? What's up, man?
Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. What do you want to say about Jeffrey Epstein and his unusual death in prison?
I love a good conspiracy theory just as much as the next person does. And here's one I haven't heard much of or anything at all. Well, who's to say that he is still alive, but he is now in the witness protection program?
You think he's alive and he's in the witness protection program
The CIA or the government, not the CIA, but the government brought a body double in to get him out so that the Clinton hit squad would leave him alone, but they've actually got him in witness protection, made him an offer he can't refuse, and now he's going to start singing like a bird.
That's interesting. So you think what happened was Jeffrey Epstein, all of a sudden in investigating him, no longer became the biggest target, and they were willing then to negotiate with him, put him in witness protection, and that's interesting. Maybe
just
he did. Maybe
just a thought, you know.
No, that is interesting too. I mean, can the government actually go out and just find body doubles? I mean, how does that work? Is there somebody in the CIA or the FBI whose job it is to say, hey, look, we need somebody that looks like Jeffrey Epstein, but you got to keep it on the DL. 855-765-1045. Doc, are you back? What's up, Doc?
Hey, real quick, some people will say, well, the ears grow with time.
Yeah.
Your outer earlobe does grow, it droops, but not your inner ear. It's like a fingerprint. You can clearly see the difference. And the government is not going to find a body double for somebody. And we have to remember this. He's got such great attorneys to where he will have information if something happened to him. So they're not going to kill somebody. The Clintons know him, and he know the Clintons. So he would definitely have a list of what, if something happens to me, turn this in. So this is a person not like the regular Ron Browns and the other who are on the Clinton body list.
Yeah.
This guy knows them. So they can't touch him like they do the other people, you know, Vince Foster's, all these mysterious deaths. They can't do that with this guy. So he's smart enough to have, if something happens to me, turn this in. You know, this is not the regular situation with the Clintons. He's a twin of the Clintons foundation and everything. So he knows them. He knows how they think.
That's a great point. And I'll tell you this. I mean, the guy was in federal prison. He was in solitary in federal prison. He was on suicide watch in a federal prison, and he was still found dead, whether it was suicide or whether it was murder. Either of those things aren't supposed to happen. I mean, and that's the thing people don't realize. When you're in federal custody, you are not supposed to be able to commit suicide. especially when you're on suicide watch. You are not supposed to be able to be murdered. Those are, that's, that you're supposed, it's supposed to be one of the safest places in the entire world. And somehow somebody got to him, or he got to himself. Either way, that shows that it was a powerful person involved in making sure that Jeffrey Epstein didn't talk. If Jeffrey Epstein was able to finagle it so that he could kill himself while on suicide watch in one of these prisons, then he was a very powerful man, maybe even more powerful than we thought, maybe even more connected. If it wasn't him and it was somebody else, then this definitely goes to some very, very big places. Very big places. 855-765-1045 is the number. We got a bunch more of your phone calls. We got some open mics coming up here in just a minute, too. This is the Marque Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
What is relevant, informative, entertaining, connected, funny, and interactive? Well, Lee checks most of those boxes. This is the Marque Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Marque Show. My name's Marque. Thanks so much for joining me today. 855-765-1045 is our number. *1045 if you're super lazy, or if you're just like, it's Monday, I don't feel like dialing, what is it, like 10 numbers? That's so many. Just dial *1045 on your mobile phone and you'll get straight through. We got a bunch of people on the line that are talking about Jeffrey Epstein's death. I don't know if you heard, but he committed quote unquote suicide. I've got the air quotes going on. If you're watching on the stream, and by the way, we were able to handle and fix our streaming issues. So if you're watching on the stream, please feel free now to comment and share and tell everybody about it. If you turned off the stream because you were like, oh my God, my ears are bleeding, then you can go ahead and it's a nice clean signal. If your ears were bleeding because of my voice, you're still going to have problems. But if it was just the crackling and the feedback, that's all gone. 855-765-1045. Dave in Sandalwood. Dave, thanks for calling the Marque Show. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Mark. Listen, it wouldn't surprise me to learn that the same syndicate that whacked Whitey Bulger last year is somehow part of this murder or exchange that happened this past weekend. Everybody wants to say the Clintons. Well, they may have something to do with it, but, I mean, it's just there's so much money and power involved that, you know, it's just a very unpredictable situation because it's very, very hard to whack somebody in federal custody.
Well, that's exactly, that's what I was just saying. I'm saying, look, man, if you to get to a federal prison like this, to get past the guards and the investigator and the DOJ apparently was taken by surprise, everybody's now up in arms about how this happened. It's definitely, you definitely need like super powerful people involved in that.
Absolutely. And it took a super powerful person to whack Whitey Bulger too.
Why do you think the Whitey Bulger thing is connected? I mean, they're very different people.
Well, I mean, you know, there might be a portion of the prison system that handles these kind of things.
Oh, like I see what you're saying. So it's not that they were connected. It's just like, hey, this is the expert. When you have a pest and you need them exterminated, who's who you here? This is
yeah.
I got it. No, you're probably right. You're probably right about that. If you have somebody in prison and you need them whacked, and doesn't matter if it's a state holding pen or whether it's a federal prison at the highest levels in New York City, they can get to them and they can get the job done. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Jim in Ponte Vedra. How you doing, Jim?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, good. What do you think about this whole Jeff Epstein quote unquote suicide?
Well, My thought is a lot of people are making a lot of sense in the impossible conspiracy. This gentleman, he was a billionaire. I don't know how many times over.
Yeah.
But my thought is that maybe he never even showed up at prison. Maybe the switch was done, his body double before prison. And there's another thought. He's so rich and, he ended up in prison. He actually went to prison. There's no saying he couldn't have went to a dentist or something like that, had some type of implant put in his teeth. And thinking that he's not going to get off now, maybe he had poison in his, in his mouth the whole time. You really don't know.
I like it. That's the old cyanide capsule phenomenon that they used to do in the old day. You know what? Look, this is kind of an interesting thing because it's literally what you see in the movies. But here's what's really interesting about this. Whoever did this whether it was, look, if Jeffrey Epstein did it himself, fine. That seems to be, you know, they say that's the most likely scenario, but I don't think anybody thinks that's the most likely scenario. So if Jeffrey Epstein did this to himself, that's one thing. But if somebody else did it to him or had, you know, arranged for it to happen, they must have known. They must have known, given the circumstances, given the fact that he was on suicide watch, given the fact that he was so connected to so many powerful people, given the fact that this guy was looking at a life in prison, they must have known that nobody was going to believe that this guy killed himself. They must have known that this was going to be investigated, that the DOJ was going to be upset, that William Barr was going to call on everybody to, you know, call in the investigator general to make sure that this is, the inspector general, to make sure that this never happens again. The scrutiny that is going to be put on this scenario, in this situation, they must have known that going into it, and yet they still did it, which means they think not only can they get to Jeffrey Epstein, but they think they can control the aftermath and not get caught up in it or hit by any kind of you know, shrapnel from the fallout. 855-765-1045. Sean from Fleming Island. How you doing, Sean?
I'm great, Mark. Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man. What do you think?
Well, I was just reading a story about the Epstein had a cellmate, which I was already surprised about, but the guy was an ex-cop who had murdered four people and was there on a life sentence. It's pretty crazy guy to have as your cellmate.
Well, so what do you think? So what? Are you saying that the cop did it?
Absolutely. Or even if it was a guard. I mean, if I was a guard and I got offered $10 million to choke a child molester, I'd definitely do it.
Yeah, but I mean, they weren't in the same cell when he died, were they?
Well, he is supposedly was just transferred the night before, and then the guy was left unaccompanied for 3 hours.
Yeah, a hulking
guards weren't doing their job.
A hulking ex-cop facing the death penalty on federal murder and drug charges was reportedly Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate at the MMC. An official says Epstein feared the former police officer who was questioned after the disgraced financier's apparent suicide attempt last month and who was transferred out of Epstein's cell shortly before he died early Saturday. So I guess that's interesting. I didn't know that this guy was that they were locked up together. But it definitely seems like an odd couple, doesn't it? 855-765-1045. Quick break. If you've got another conspiracy, a lot of people think this guy is alive and kicking it somewhere on an island. A lot of folks think he's dead, but he didn't kill himself. He was murdered. Nobody so far has called in to say it's suicide. Calm down, everybody. 855-765-1045. More of your calls, more of your open mics coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
More time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Shaking my head. I'm not surprised. I told y'all last month this was going to happen, but didn't nobody want to listen to me? But then guess what? Next month he dead, and you know what? All the liberals were calling me a conspiracy theorist, saying, Terrence, you coming up with crazy conspiracies, and you need to be banned from Twitter. And then guess what? The man really ended up dead, and you know what? He had information on the Clintons, and the man ended up dead.
All right, that's Terrence Williams on his Twitter yesterday. Terrence Williams, by the way, is hilarious. Really great, very insightful guy, and, you know, just saying what everyone else is thinking. I said it last week. He's gonna end up dead. Well, guess what? That video went viral on Twitter when Donald Trump retweeted it, the president of the United States. It's up to something like 5.1 million views now, which is a lot for, I mean, that's a lot for, that's like 5 million more views than CNN gets on a daily basis. And that has also put, guess who? Donald Trump back in some hot water with the media. They're saying he's perpetuating conspiracy theories. He should never have retweeted Terrence Williams saying that the Clintons had anything to do with Epstein's death, especially since he's the commander in chief and the Department of Justice hasn't even investigated. And what is Donald Trump thinking? Again, no matter what happens, Jeffrey Epstein ending ending up dead of an apparent suicide, whether or not that was the case. And Terrence Williams ranting about it on Twitter. All Donald Trump has to do is hit one button, just bing, retweet. You actually have to do it twice. You have to retweet once and then retweet again. As soon as he did that, the story became about him once again. 855-765-1045. Jim on the north side. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I've got two, I guess, for lack of a better term, red flags that made me think the Clintons might be involved in this.
Okay.
Number one, Bill Clinton has already lied about this. He said he only went on that jet four times, and flight logs dispute that. They say it's many, many more times. And also, a friend, I've heard this on Rush Limbaugh, a friend of Epstein's came out and said that Epstein actually assigned two young girls to quote unquote take care of Bill Clinton while he was on Orgy Island. And I don't know. I just something's fishy about this.
Look, there's a lot of information that has not yet come out. I was reading a little bit and I felt dirty. I'm going to be honest with you. I felt a little dirty reading this Epstein stuff. I really haven't felt this dirty in since college. But basically what happened was one of these girls, they interviewed her and she's like, look, I was hired to be his personal assistant. They said he needs a personal assistant. He thinks you're qualified. So she's hired to be Epstein's personal assistant. The next day, one of his other quote unquote personal assistants said, we're promoting you to massage girl. So from personal assistant is one job. The better promotion apparently in the Epstein empire is massage girl. And they brought her up to his room. They took off her clothes. They laid her on a table. They began massaging her because they wanted her to know how he would like to be massaged. So, it was like, hey, do this to him. And then in the end, she just became a sex slave for all of these very prominent people. And she went on, she listed a lot of them. Bill Richardson from New Mexico. She listed, what's his name? All the royalty. This very prestigious French hotel owner. Like all these people that she was saying she was part of this, part of this basically sex-crazed orgy phenomenon that Jeffrey Epstein built on this island. And it went on and on and on and on. So, yeah, there's a lot of powerful people involved, but the Clintons are two of them, or at least Bill's one of them, and Hillary's just trying to, clean up the mess again. That's the theory. 855-765-1045. Terry in Jacksonville. What's up, Terry? How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good, good. What's up, man? What you want to say?
Well, I was actually assigned to a duty station at a brig, a federal penitentiary.
Okay.
And I can tell you, if he had attempted suicide before or had ever mentioned committing suicide, he would have been locked in a cell block by himself, everything stripped out of it. When they come in to let you brush your teeth in the morning, there has to be three people present.
Right.
You're handed a toothbrush, you use it, they hand it back.
Yeah.
Everything's inventoried by three people. There is no way he killed himself if he was on suicide watch. He wouldn't even have been around another inmate. There's something extremely fishy. And if they can kill him in a federal penitentiary, it makes me wonder what he really did know.
Okay, so you're saying if he killed himself in this federal penitentiary, there's no way he could have done it by himself, right? Like someone would have to come in and give him something to do the deed with, in which case it's no longer suicide.
There is no way. The only thing he's allowed to have in there, as he's on 24-hour watch, is the clothes that he's wearing.
Yeah.
If you want to use the bathroom, they hand you the toilet paper.
Right.
It's not. There's no way he could have fashioned something up to kill himself.
Yeah.
Now, and two, it would be multiple people watching him at all times. There is no way that could happen.
All right, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question, Terry. How often did it happen that people would approach you or come to you, or did you ever know of anybody who was approached by a person in power trying to bribe them or, say, hey, get me access to this person?
No, there was no games in there. You couldn't joke around with the other officers. I mean, it was straight business, 24/7.
Yeah.
You always had someone watching you. There was a control center watching you, watching the guy you were watching. I'm telling you, there is no way that could have happened.
All right, man. All right, Terry. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like you can't even joke about it. It's like yelling bomb at the airport. You can't do that because that's big trouble. Ombre from Jacksonville. What's up, Ombre?
In my opinion, Mr. Markey, I don't think he commits suicide because rich and smart as he is, he could talk with his lawyer to make a kind of deal with the AG by giving his confidential list of gas he had to reduce his sentence because he loved life and good life.
Well, he did love life, that's for sure. He did love life. So you're so you're saying, let me follow this, hombre. So you're saying that there's no way he killed himself because with all the money and power and connections he had, he would have just cut a deal and escaped somehow or you know, figured out the best way to continue living, which means that clearly he was done in a sinister fashion by somebody who was afraid that they would be the target of the investigation. That probably, you know what, as I think about it, that does make a lot of sense. But why would you? If you're Jeffrey Epstein and you have the your own private island and you can fly in young girls from all over the world and you can you can orgasm three times a day, which apparently is what he told people he needed to survive. That's what he needed. It was like breathing to him. You know, he had all these prominent connections. He had airplanes and jet skis and mansions, all of that. And if you have all of that, why would you just throw it all away? Why wouldn't you see what you could do? Why wouldn't you use those connections and that money and that power to try to figure a way out? That's a good point. That's a good point. Joe in Jacksonville, how are you?
Good, man. Good morning, Mark. Love your show, brother. I call all the time. I'm just using an anonymous name. But anyway, look, I just wanted to say something as an inmate.
Okay.
I just done 5 years.
All right.
For being an idiot. I got to actually get to get in with some of the better jobs in the prisons. And I was at Butler Main Unit here in Lake Butler, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And even if you mention, like the guy previous said, you mention the word suicide, even if you joke about it, you are in a paper gown, stripped of everything and anything that you could. And then you put in a room with four walls and a paper gown. And there's an officer that will come by every 15 minutes by department requirement policies and sign that log. And he has to actually get a visual on you and make sure you're okay. And not only that, you go to Lake Butler where I just came from, and those cells are heavily monitored
yeah.
by video.
Right.
And I mean, dude, that dude's right, man. That's just sick. Y'all all know. Like I say, the worst thing about this, Epstein was just as surprised as everybody else. Thank you, Mark. Love the show.
Hey, Joe, I appreciate it, man, and thanks and congratulations on getting sprung after 5 years of doing hard time. 855-765-1045. I've noticed something in the past couple of years. This show, very popular with ex-cons. I don't know what it is. 855-765-1045. Quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We got more of your phone calls on the way. We got a bunch more open mic messages. Conspiracy. It's like Conspiracy Theory Thursday on a Monday. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Listen, we know you're playing on the internet instead of working, so do something productive and watch the show instead. Find the Mark Kaye Show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch. Stream it live, interact, and enjoy. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've been waiting all weekend long for Mark Kaye to come on today. He needs more time on the radio, and you might as well give him a raise as well. Come on. All day, Mark Kaye. All day, Mark Kaye.
I don't know about all day, but I'll definitely, the raise, I'm all for that. 855-765-1045. I appreciate that. We'll give you the boss's email here in just a minute. So Jeffrey Epstein, this thing, I'll tell you, it's been a long time since there's been a story that has been so clearly a conspiracy theory. It's been a long time since we've had something that happens and everyone just goes, we knew it. We knew it. Here's what happens. He's dead. He's alive. It's a body double. It's the Clintons. It's the royal family. It's somebody. It's Donald Trump. Whatever. I've heard everything. But usually when there's a conspiracy theory, like let's take the moon landing, for example, right? So many people believe the moon landing never happened. It was done in a sound stage or it was done in a photo studio or whatever. But at least I would say 98% of people, maybe 99% of people in the world, they believe, I would say that mainly 98% of people, I believe that they think the moon landing actually happened. What I don't think is that you know, with Jeffrey Epstein, 98 or 99% of people think he actually committed suicide. So that's what makes this a really big deal. I mean, this is something that if you look at the news reports, if you look at even Fox News and CNN, they'll put committed suicide in quotations because we don't know. The medical examiner has not yet stated that he's committed suicide. In fact, the medical examiner said that, what did that guy say? It's a puppy or a yuppie or a guppy or something, or a cuppy. That's what it was. Circumstances unknown, requiring more police investigation. And that's a big red flag, according to police officers. If the medical examiner can't examine a body and say, this guy died of blank, then that's a big issue. So they're going to need more investigation. They're going to need more information before they can even determine what killed him. So suicide, in quotations, is accurate. And nobody ever, at least to my face, has said, this is all bogus. He committed suicide. Julius, who's watching us on Facebook, said, hey, I just want to say I've never met the Clintons and personally know nothing about their illegal activities. There. Now I feel safe and can sleep tonight knowing that the guy they use codename Suicide will not visit me. That's true. Maybe Suicide is the name of a guy. And that's even, I never even thought of that. Rachel from Jacksonville. How you doing, Rachel? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show.
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Mark?
Oh, doing great. What do you think, Rachel?
Well, I don't think that the feds could afford to off Epstein because they have no way of knowing if there's an envelope buried out there somewhere that says open in case of my death. Mm. I think it's a body double, and I think Epstein's in an underground paradise somewhere where they can keep his mouth shut.
So you think he's alive?
I do.
Okay, all right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Dog and Yuli, what's up, dog?
Hey, I think the fact that he even got arrested is kind of suspicious. I think he crossed somebody and then was just going to cross more people and then decided to commit suicide, of course.
So you think he did commit suicide?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, all right. I see what you're saying.
I think that's what it's going to say.
Maybe.
Of course he committed suicide.
Maybe this whole thing was part of a murder plot to get rid of him. Maybe the fact that he was in France. He got off his private plane. They arrested him. They took him to prison. He tried to commit suicide the first time. Didn't work. So then he tried this time. It worked. Apparently, you're right. Maybe they were like, hey, the only way we can actually murder this guy without getting any suspicion is to arrest him and say he committed suicide. Because really, that would be the best way to do it. If you're really wanting to get to Epstein and you're a high-level government official or somebody with high-level government connections, the best way to do it, let's talk this through. The best way to do it would be to be like, all right, let's arrest him. And when he's in, we'll just push him to the brink of suicide, or we'll kill him in prison and make it look like suicide. And maybe that was the plan all along. And for whatever reason, the first time, it failed miserably. But at that point, they're like, look, we can't stop now. We got to do it. We got to do it. So now they did it the second time. But maybe the arrest was just the way to get him into a confined space. Because, look, if you're going to kill somebody, you don't necessarily always know where they are. It's a lot different to walk up to somebody on the street and try to make it look like they committed suicide. But if you know where they are every moment of the day, 24 hours a day, you know they're locked in a cell in Manhattan. You know where they're going to be. You know what their schedule is. You know who's watching. It makes it probably a lot easier, again, if you have the connections to get to the guy and do what you need to do. 855-765-1045. Tom and Flem. Here we that's something I hadn't thought of. But I'm glad you did. I'm glad. Accident. He choked himself to death is basically what that guy, what that guy was trying to say. Excuse me. We shouldn't be laughing. Man's dead, folks. Come on, pull it together. 855-765-1045 is never. Quick break. More of the Mark Kay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
More time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I'm thinking that if he killed himself, he would have left a note explaining everything, right?
I don't know. Some people don't do that. Some people do. The ones who are at least, who are thoughtful before they off themselves do. But sometimes they don't, and it just leaves a big mystery. But, you know, you're right. Maybe a suicide note would have explained some things. Like, if the suicide note had said, help, they're trying to kill me and make it look like suicide, that would be very helpful to investigators. Anyway, this is the Mark Kay Show, 855-765-1045. We've got a ton of people online that want to comment on Epstein. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Mark Kay Show, the one, the only, Bluegrass Boy, who we are always very excited to have. Welcome, Bluegrass Boy. How y'all doing? I'd like to dedicate this one today to the late, great Jeffrey Epstein. I like to watch the news each day and sing and play banjo. I'll keep you up to date on all the stuff you ought to know. I'm the only news reporter in the world who sings bluegrass. And if you think this bit is stupid, well, then you can kiss my... All right, listen up, y'all. Woke up the other day to hear that Jeffrey Epstein died. They found him in his cell. He had committed suicide. But if you think that pervert really killed himself in jail, then let me tell you about this really nice bridge I've got for sale. Check his cell. This entire incident has got a putrid smell. You can figure out this mystery without breaking a sweat. Just look out for a prison guard driving a new Corvette. Vroom. Beep. Here we go. The Clintons are synonymous with high-profile crime. When something like this happens, they're suspected every time. Oh, working for Bill and Hillary is no job for a wimp. 'Cause the deadliest job in the world is being Bill Clinton's pimp.
Mm. Why'd you say you love this show?
Me too. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 855-765-1045. Thank you, Bluegrass Boy. We hope to see you again in the near future. Meantime, James, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. James, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Hey, I'm good, James. What do you think about this whole thing? What do you think about this Jeffrey Epstein mess?
Mark, man, let me tell you.
Tell me
something. Everybody, today you have to view everything in the view of they're trying to get Trump. Yeah. Everything is about getting Trump. I don't care what it is. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. Everything is about getting Trump. They tried to listen. This guy was doing dirt for years. But the Obama administration, the George W. Bush administration, the Clinton administration, none of the Justice Department did anything. They knew what this guy was doing. They did nothing. Now all of a sudden Trump comes in. Now it's a big deal. Like, this guy just started doing something yesterday. This guy has been doing stuff for years, and nobody did anything about it. Because, in my view, they was trying desperately. They thought they was going to somehow tie this guy to Trump.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Mark. You started in little news articles. Oh, he was friends with Trump. He was at Mar-a-Lago. They was trying desperately. That was their latest move by these desperate people trying to get Trump out of office. The latest move was Epstein.
All right.
They was going to somehow try to find the Southern District of New York, the deep state up there.
Yeah.
They was going to try. The Southern District of New York, they knew what this guy was doing. They was going to somehow try to tie this guy to Trump. But when the news dropped a couple of days ago, when they released the stuff, and nothing had anything to do with Trump, and it was implicating other people, then all of a sudden, a couple of days later, he was dead. Now, doesn't that sound suspicious? When they couldn't find nothing to tie to Trump, and when they dropped that news, they unsealed the records, and it was starting to implicate other people.
Yeah,
he had to go.
All right. So what are you saying? You're saying that they were trying to pin Trump with with all the sex stuff, or now they're trying to pin the murder on Trump?
No, they was trying to pin this guy. They was going to try to find something. They was going to somehow try to implicate what this guy was doing.
I see.
Try to tie somehow to Trump.
Okay.
But when they found out that they couldn't do it,
yeah.
He was expendable. So he wasn't worth it no more.
They got to get rid of him. That's an James. Look, I wouldn't put it past anybody. You're probably right about. Look, they did know what this guy's been doing for years. You're absolutely right about that. And maybe after the Mueller report came out, and there was nothing about obstruction, there was nothing they could tie to the president, there was nothing that could lead to his impeachment. Maybe they were like, oh, bring in Epstein. Let's try that. Let's see if maybe Donald Trump went to Jeffrey Epstein's island and hooked up with some prostitutes. Don't we have a videotape of him at Mar-a-Lago? What are they talking about? What, women's butts? That's it? Ah, all right. Just get rid of him then. Just get fine. We're done. Epstein's. Just get rid of him. That could be it. 855-765-1045. When it comes to the deep state, everything does come back to the to getting rid of Donald Trump. Don in downtown Jacksonville. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's kind of funny that the mainstream media has pivoted to, if you think that this wasn't just a legitimate suicide, then, you know, you're kind of some kind of conspiracy nut.
Yeah.
But the reality is.
Is that what they're saying? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I thought about that, too. I was like, why isn't, you know, if this wasn't a conspiracy, you would think the media would be telling everybody it's not a conspiracy.
Well, can you imagine if, well, it's all the channels are rotating it that way. Can you imagine if Manafort died or if Cohen, when he was arrested, if he died because he had, supposedly had all this miraculous dirt on Trump,
right?
It would be the sky is falling. It's ridiculous. Hypocrisy at its best.
No, that is something I had to. You're right. If Paul Manafort wound up dead while in a federal penitentiary, that definitely. But you know what? He was really being watched by the feds, because all of those they weren't going to let anybody come near anybody who had dirt on Trump. Manafort, Cohen, those guys, they had real protection, and I guarantee no one would be able to come close to them. 855-765-1045. Lorenza, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. Eager to hear your take, Lorenza. What do you think about Epstein?
Two things real quick. I really enjoyed Friday's show.
Well, thank you, Lorenzo. It was a lot of fun.
He committed suicide when he started messing with the Clintons. He just didn't know he committed suicide then. So he committed suicide years ago.
Right. It was a slow death. It was a slow, painful death. The minute you involve yourself in the Clintons' life, business, politics, and crime, you have basically committed suicide. You have signed your own death. It's a slow, painful death by hanging. You don't know when it's going to come. But if you work with the Clintons in any capacity, it's eventually going to happen. Lorenzo, that's genius. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Colin from Jacksonville. How are you, Colin?
Doing good, Mark. How are you doing yourself, sir?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say, sir?
I just wanted to highlight something that I found out today. That the BBC in England, so awful about Trump. They have basically removed Clinton from any news about Epstein whatsoever and tried 100% to link it to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And that's in the BBC. That's in England. That's happening all over Europe now. The level of corruption of the mainstream media is not just in America. It's disgusting.
Well, that's true. And, you know, and you guys heard what Twitter did, too, right? When you when this happened, people were tweeting hashtag Clinton body count. I mean, ridiculous amounts of people were tweeting hashtag Clinton body count. They were also on the left tweeting hashtag Trump body count. And guess which one trended and which one did not? I'm not even going to tell you. You should probably be able to figure it out for yourself. Michelle from the West Side. How are you, Michelle?
Fine. How are you, Mark?
Great, Michelle. What do you think about this whole mess?
I think if Hillary Clinton got pulled over with a dead body in her trunk, then ask Trump why he did it.
That's great. 855-765-1045. Isn't it amazing? They think Donald Trump is the biggest idiot in the world. All we've heard is Donald Trump is inept. Donald Trump is stupid. Donald Trump doesn't have the brain capacity to run this country. Donald Trump is reckless. Donald Trump is chaotic. Donald Trump can't control his businesses without them going bankrupt. Yet they think now that Donald Trump had the capacity, the mental clarity, the skill, and the connections to reach Jeffrey Epstein in prison and help him commit suicide. Which is it, folks? Is Trump a moron, or is he the most powerful person in the world? 855-765-1045. You can't have it both ways, media. 855-765-1045. Quick break, phone calls, open mics, more of What Happened to Jeffrey Epstein. Coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
You heard Mark's take. Now it's your turn. Tell Mark what you think by using the open mic in the News 104.5 WOKV app. This is the Mark Kay Show.
Mark, I don't know why you want to act like Bill Clinton was the only one hanging with this pervert. So was your president.
Yeah, I mean, what? There's so many. Yeah, Donald Trump hung with Epstein, Jeff Epstein, and Mar-a-Lago once. Bill Clinton, I mean, I don't want to get into who's hanging with who or what's hanging where. But I mean, come on. There's no, when you talk about sexual misconduct, there's clearly no comparison between the two. 855-765-1045. But look, I'm not saying there's people out there that don't think that Donald Trump is involved. I just don't think. I'm just saying those people are idiots. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Sean in Fleming Island. What's up, Sean? How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. No, I just wanted to, for my own safety, publicly announce I know nothing about the Clintons.
Okay.
Nobody has 57 friends that committed suicide. Just too much of a coincidence.
You know what I did see? You know, it was on Facebook, everyone was posting marked safe from the Clintons over the weekend. Which I thought was very, I love when people do that. Yeah, no, that's a great point. There's so much of a past of conspiracy. I mean, this is not the first time that somebody close to the Clintons or involved in the Clintons has died some kind of, you know, questionable death. And I mean, it probably won't be the last. Annie, from you know what's a big question for me though, Annie, before we get to your call, is look at all the people who have managed to escape the Clinton death machine. Look at, like, Monica Lewinsky is still alive. How is that? Ow! What else does she know that is keeping her safe? I don't know. Annie from Yulee. How are you, Annie?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say today?
Well, from what I've been reading, there was two contracts. One for Epstein and one for his guard.
Oh, really?
The next person's going to be the pilot.
Yeah. Look, there's a list somewhere on the internet of all the Clinton bodyguards and Secret Service agents and retired people who are now dead from bizarre ailments or accidents or things like that. I'm not trying to perpetuate a conspiracy theory. I don't want you to write to me like they're writing to the president saying, "What the hell are you doing?" But if you drive an Uber, okay, or if you drive a Lyft, or if you work at a hotel or something, and Bill Clinton walks in, don't talk to the guy. Refuse to drive him wherever he's going. Do not give him, tell him you're full. Just refuse service to any of the Clintons, because if there's a record that you've been involved, if you drove him someplace that he doesn't want people to know about, I'm just saying you may not be driving for Uber very long, or breathing for that matter. Brad. How are you, Brad? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What'd you want to say, sir?
I think he might have died from hypothermia. And Sergeant Plum hit the switch, you know, basically because they can't get an autopsy that's perfectly great. They could have dropped the temperature down to 55 degrees because he got hypothermia and they could have covered it up.
Like, they freezed him to death. And I thought maybe you thought, like, maybe he was too close to Hillary's heart and he froze to death. I thought that's what you were trying to get at. Mike from Jacksonville. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm just going to drop this in there. You know, you have inmates that have family, that have kids that are totally against sexual predators. And you have officers also in there, police officers and the turnkeys and stuff of that nature. So, and in order for him to get out on something like that, you got a lot of inmates and officers.
Yeah.
Not willing to let him out.
Well, I mean, supposedly the whole reason he was being held where he was being held was to keep him away from the inmates who they were pretty sure were going to do terrible, horrible things to the guy because he was a pedophile. Look, pedophiles in prisons don't mix. We know that. And I think that's one of the reasons why he was in the MMC or the MMCA or the MCW, the MMA, whatever he was in. The MMA would be the Octagon. Yeah, never mind. But he was supposedly being kept safe from the other inmates who would definitely do unto him as he did unto others. Let's just put it that way. Listen, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with an all-new episode of The Mark Kay Show. Join us live right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.